Morning, Dr. Schnitt, dictating doctors for Roger on ANNE Presley. This goes to Dr. Pieper on 430-24. Mrs. Presley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. And compared to a study dated 7/10/18, there's been some deterioration in the post-bronchodilator study. Period of pain with compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing progression, period. Next, post-bronchodilator spirometry on Scott Bushman. This goes to Rachel Ward, comma, MD, on 4/30/24. Mr. Bushman performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And as a minimal degree of airways obstruction period, the air velocity index was greater than 1 period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was insignificant change period compared to a prior study dated 9/28/22. The current study does not show complete reversibility of the airways obstruction period of paired with compression. Minimal restriction and obstructive lung disease. Showing some progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Larry Roney, R-H-O-N-E-Y. This goes to the 30 spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The force of the capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was a minimal improvement after bronchodilators. And when compared to a prior study dated 1/31/24, there's been no significant change. Period of paired with compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James E. King. This goes to Rachel Ward, MD, on 4/30/24. Mr. King performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was 1. FVC over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/19/23, there's been no significant change in the forced vital capacity. But there is improvement in flow rates. Period of paragraph compression, moderate restriction without significant airways obstruction at this time, showing improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Ronald Harper. Mr. Harper performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a significant error. Bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement period compared to a prior study dated 1/2/24. There's been no significant change. Period of pattern of compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Harold Horn, H-O-R-N-E. This goes to the VA on 4/23/24. Mr. Horn performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally obstruction period. The air velocity index was greater than 1 period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was reversibility of the airways obstruction, as well as the impairment in forced vital capacity period. The paragraph of compression, minimal reversible airways obstruction or improved effort after bronchodilators. Period of study is consistent with asthma. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Harold Horn. This goes to the VA on 4/23/24. Mr. Horn performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 95% period. Patient walked 358 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation was 96% at the end of the study period. He did have chest weakness during the study, which should be clinically correlated. Period of pyrophic compression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Pre and post bronchodilators for Armentrout and Marvin Sparks. This took us about 24 Mr. Sparks performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the force of the capacity was as obstruction of bronchial reactivity noted period. Compared to a prior study data 123/24, there's been no change period of pyrophic compression normal study. Thank you.